The Supplication on Fridays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, the first before the bringing forth and the giving of life, and the last after the annihilation of all things. The All-Knowing who forgets not him who remembers him, and decreases not him who thanks him, and disappoints not him who supplicates him, and cuts not off the hope of him who hopes in him. O Allah, I call thee to witness, and thou art sufficient witness. And I call to witness all thy angels, and the inhabitants of thy heavens, and the bearers of thy throne, and thy prophets, and thy messengers, whom thou hast sent out, and the various kinds of creatures thou hast brought forth, that I bear witness that thou art Allah. There is no God but thou, thou alone, who hast no associate nor any equal, and thy word has no failing nor any change. And that Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, is thy servant and thy messenger. He delivered to the servants that with which thou charged him, and he struggled for Allah as is his due. And he gave the good news of the truth of reward, and he warned of the veracity of punishment. O Allah, make me firm in thy religion as long as thou keepst me alive, and make not my heart to swerve after thou hast guided me, and give me mercy from thee. Surely thou art the giver. Bless Muhammad and the household of Muhammad, and make me one of his followers and his partisans, and muster me in his band, and give me the success of accomplishing the obligatory observance of Friday, and performing the acts of obedience which thou hast made incumbent upon me within it, and receiving the bestowal which thou hast apportioned for its people on the day of recompense. Thou, only thou, art the mighty ones.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. Rabitu billahi rabba wa bil islam deena. In the name of Allah, salam to everyone. Thank you very much for choosing this program to listen to. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio, and on Thursday you are listening to us. 16th of Shawwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar is today, corresponding to the 6th of Ordibehesht, 1403 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of April, 2024 of the Christian Gregorian calendar.
Look around yourself, Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's stop questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
As usual, we listen to a verse from the Holy Quran, verse 65 of chapter Nahl for today.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وقال الذين أشركوا لو شاء الله ما عبدنا من دونه من شيء نحن ولا آباؤنا ولا حرمنا من دونه من شيء كذلك فعل الذين من قبلهم فهل على الرسل إلا البلاغ المبين.
And those who associate others with Allah say, if Allah had willed, we would not have worshipped anything other than Him, neither we nor our fathers, nor would we have forbidden anything through other than Him. Thus did those do before them. So is there upon the messengers except the duty of clear notification?
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In the current verse, the process of descending of rain is being discussed, which provides life for the earth. There are clear signs for those who lend their ears as to magnanimity of Allah while furnishing clues for all regarding His power and splendor. There are also justifications provided for the coming of Resurrection Day while exhibiting one of the numerous blessings of Allah. Nevertheless, the sinful man has been so deafened and become out of touch with realities that he can neither hear nor understand.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Warta darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا رب يا منزل القرآن يا خالق الإنسان يا ربي يا رحمن.
The topic of this episode of today's special is about clean earth, of course, with an Islamic point of view. Although the earth is created to serve the purposes of man, it should never be degraded in any way, contaminated, or immoderately exploited. Its resources are available to humanity, but are to be used in ways that are sustainable and without harmful impact to the environment and ecological balance. The Quran tells us in chapter 25, verse 63, the servants of the Lord of Mercy are those who walk gently upon the earth. Islamic teachings oppose using resources in excess or in pursuit of an opulent lifestyle. Extravagance excess by some typically deprives others of a basic standard of decent and secured living. There should always be justice in resource distribution. Allah, the Almighty, instructs us about sharing of resources.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. This is Ali from Our English Radio, and we are trying to be with you and talk to you about Islamic perspective and how we should interact with the environment that surrounds us. The next one, the next element that is available in the environment, and Islam has talked about it, is animals. According to Islamic teachings, animals have numerous rights for which human beings are held responsible. In addition to the hadith that we mentioned earlier from Imam Ali alayhi salam, in which he says, "You are responsible for the lands and the animals," one may refer to a hadith from Imam Sadiq that he says there are six rights for the beast that their owners should observe. They should not be forced to carry what they do not have the strength to bear. They should not be ridden while the rider is speaking. They should be given their provisions when they stop. They should not be branded, that is, imprinted, or burnt. They must not be stricken at their face, because they glorify Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they should be allowed to drink when they pass by water. Imam Ali alayhi salam condemned urinating in the water because there are animate creatures in it. A fundamental right for animals is the right to live. According to a well-known hadith, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "A woman will be put in the hell because she imprisoned a cat until the cat died." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam also said, "Whoever kills a sparrow without any reason will be questioned by Allah on the Day of Judgment." Again, hunting birds or animals for fun is prohibited. A very eminent scholar, Allama Muhammad Taqi Jafari, concludes this discussion about animals in this way.
IRIB English Radio presents today's special, Every Day for 15 Minutes.
Be like the sun, shining with light. Be like a rose, spreading its fragrance in every part.
Today's special,
be like the earth, humble and wise. Be like the rain, pouring all your love to every
From the list of protecting the environment, we reach this item, caring for the animals and the rest of Allah's creations. Amongst the important components of residents of Earth, apart from humankind, are animals. All animals in nature have important roles to play in the ecosystem. They coexist and balance each other out to reduce negative impacts on the environment and unknowingly address issues of pollution, global warming, and disturbances that cause drastic changes in ecosystems. Considering that animals fulfill their roles to help care and save the planet, it is only right for us as vicegerent on Earth to do our part in caring for the environment. One of the ways that can help us achieve this objective is by caring for animals and the creations of Allah. This matter has been highlighted by the Prophet, peace be upon him and his family. There is a reward for serving any living being.
Everything I have, everything I own, everything I eat is thanks to you. Every breath I take, every bird I hear, every smile I see is thanks to you.
You are listening to today's special, and the title of this part is Green or ecological advice. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, the last messenger of Allah, is one of the most, if not the only one, who reached a pinnacle of success by not only verbally teachings, but stringently applying Islamic principles of ecological welfare. His concern for preserving nature was so consistent that history reports the only time he cut down plants were the palm trees in Medina to impede the Jewish tribe Banu Nadir. The merciful Prophet Muhammad said, "Show mercy to those on earth, and He, Allah, will show mercy upon you in the heavens." A believer is like a growing tree. Prophet Muhammad was teaching new Muslims that their life on the path of faith must always progress and beware of climatic changes, just like a young tree. There will be, though, times when the storm seems to never end. But patience and persistence in planting roots, no matter what the trouble, will heal both one's own branches and protect the nearest plants.
Muhammad Relvi.
Prohibition of destroying the nature. Only use it to an extent that you it is useful for you. And I think to understand those teachings of Islam, those days there was no environmental issues anyway. Life was very, very simple. But we can understand that by looking at the instructions that the Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave to the Muslim army. And these are basically the standard instructions for every army at that time leaving Medina. Sometimes the Prophet would be with them, sometimes he is not with them. And the instructions were very clear. One, do not cut down a tree. Neither burn down the palm trees nor drown them with water. Do not cut down a fruitful tree. Do not drown the plantation. And Amir al-Mu'minin quoted the Prophet on this issue where he says, the Prophet forbade poisoning the water of the of the kuffar, infidels. You're not allowed to poison the water of any nation or community.
Thank you very much for joining us. Till then, we leave you in Allah's blessings and have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allah Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. La fata illa Ali, Ali Imami, Ali Imami, Ali Imami.
Take pieces of bread from me, and your soul will never be broken. And if I am your haven, you will never be homeless. One whose cloak is me will never be naked. And one whose resort is me will never be destitute. God is above all powers. IRIB English Radio.
Oh Lord, here I am, pleading at your door. Send me your mercy, send me your peace, or I am lost for sure.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You are listening to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program Hadith of the Day here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition which has been narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam. This hadith is about not secluding oneself away from one's subjects, you know, the people who are working under you, who are your employees, or it could even be used as a prohibition from secluding oneself away from one's children or one's wife, or, you know, people who need you, who are working under you, you know, who are dependent on you, and these kind of things. This hadith is a part of a longer hadith, which is a letter that Imam Ali alayhi salam wrote to his governor, Malik Ashtar, in Egypt. In this letter, the Imam says the following to his governor, Malik Ashtar: do not keep yourself secluded from the people for a long time. Right? For example, let's say that you're the boss of a company and there's people working under you, and these people need you. Don't go and sit and lock yourself in your room when these people are dependent on you or needing you. Or let's say that you're a father and, you know, your children need you and they're dependent on you and they need you for some matter. Don't go and sit in the room or go out, you know, with your friends and when your people who are dependent on you, they need you. The Imam says, because the seclusion of those in authority from the subjects is a kind of narrow-sightedness and causes ignorance about their affairs. You're out there, you know, having lunch, you know, and meeting with your friends, and you don't know what's going on in your home with your children, or you don't know what's going on in the office with your employees, right? This is very detrimental and very bad. Seclusion from them also prevents them from the knowledge of those things which they are unaware of. You might have some knowledge which is useful to them. Be there in their presence and share it with them. And as a result, they may begin to regard big matters as small and small matters as big. Good matters as bad and bad matters as good. Right? They might become confused. They might make mistakes. They might, you know, consider this something that they're doing to be good, whereas it's very harmful for the company, it's harmful for the family as a whole, or whatever. While the truth becomes confused with falsehood, falsehood and truth may be mixed up. You know, you have been placed as an authority over them because of your knowledge, your expertise, you know, and your experience, right? You should, in order for them to benefit from it, you have to be in their presence. You have to make yourself available to them, and you have to, be there for them when they need so, when they need it. In a similar tradition, the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says, whoever takes up any affairs of the people and is just, opens his door, keeps his door open for them, uncovers his veils, and fulfills the needs of the people. If such a person does this, it will become the right of Allah to save him from fear on the day of judgment and make him enter heaven. Right? So if, by doing so, person is earning otherworldly reward, aside from the fact that, you know, he's accruing the worldly benefits of, you know, being a good boss or a good employer, or a good husband, a good father, he's also going to benefit from it in the hereafter and reap reward and sawab from it from God Almighty. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of secluding oneself away from one's subjects in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program Hadith of the Day on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Shiraz, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Let's recite the Quran.
وَإِذَا قَرَأْتَ الْقُرْآنَ جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ حِجَابًا مَسْتُورًا
القرآن نور وبيان القرآن هدي الإيمان القرآن مسك الختام يا قرآن عليك سلام
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل
Assalamu alaikum, respected brothers and sisters from all over the world listening to IRIB English Radio right now. Welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. We are so glad to have Brother Ali Nasir, Hassan Nasrullah and Hussein Rahullah with us. Assalamu alaikum, brothers, everyone. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. And Hassan?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
And Hussein, how is it going?
Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. So everyone is ready? Inshallah, today we will talk about Ayah 96, Surah Al-A'raf. And Hassan is going to tell us what page.
Page 163.
Top of the page, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 96. So, brothers and sisters, hope you have your Quran with you. Please turn to page 163, Surah Al-A'raf, Ayah 96. Everyone, let's listen to the recitation of this ayah and inshallah practice the tajweed rules after that. Alright?
Yes.
Agree?
Yep. Yes.
Let's go.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون
Nice recitation, mashallah. So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقَوْا If the people of the towns had been faithful and got wary, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ Allah says, if the people of the towns had been faithful and got wary, we would have opened to them blessings from the heavens and earth. Barakat is the plural form of barakah. Barakah means like endless blessing of Allah Almighty. If the people of the towns had been faithful to the prophets, to their imams, to their Quran, to their God, لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ Allah says, we would have opened to them blessings from the heavens and the earth. وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا But they denied. The people denied the prophets. Usually when the prophets are sent by Allah Almighty, the people ask for?
Miracles.
To prove their prophethood.
Yes.
But as soon as the prophets show them the miracles, they turn back again. They what? Do they accept or deny?
Deny.
Yeah. Allah says, وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا But they did not they were not faithful, huh? Instead, they denied. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ So, we seized them because of what they used to earn. بِمَكَانِ يَكْسِبُونَ So it means, we sent them difficulties, we sent them hard times, okay? We punished them, and the punishment was because of what they were doing. So guys, I don't have any other things to say about this ayah. All you need to know is refer to the Tafasir books to learn more and to learn the best things from this ayah. Alright?
Yes.
Time to take a look at some tajweed points and let's see what we have. Ali Nasir, can you read this ayah for us?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض
أحسن لفتحنا
لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون
ما شاء الله ما شاء الله أحسنتم Was that good, Hassan?
Yes
Let's give him a big ما شاء الله 1, 2, 3 ما شاء الله Nice one So ولو أن أن What do you think, Hassan? A nasal sound, yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a nasal sound? Read
yes.
it. ولو أن
ولو أن
أحسن. There is one thing you need to know, and I'm sure you know. Let's review them. Our brothers and sisters might need to know. Hamzatul wasl and Hamzatul qatar. Have you heard?
Yes.
Huh? What is Hamzatul Qatar? Let's forget about Hamzatul Wasl because we're not talking about it. Hamzatul Qatar. Hmm? Do you see the word Anna?
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. What does it start with?
Hamza.
This Hamza is called Hamzatul Qatar, which means you should pronounce it. Hamzatul Qatar means when you want to talk, cut it once you're speaking. When you speak, cut it. Yes? When you cut off speaking, yeah? When you stop speaking, it sounds that way. For example, you're saying, means pronounce it. So this Hamzatul Wasl is named because of that. Qatar, Hamzatul Qatar.
قرآني في قلبي دوما يغمرني من فيض ضياء آيات
IRIB English Radio, in cooperation with Xavier International Schools, presents Let's recite the Quran.
So this Hamza, this sign Hamza, is Hamzatul Qata, you should pronounce it wherever it is. Middle and in the beginning, beneath the letters, top of the letters, or alone, wherever it is, you should pronounce it. It's not the same as Hamzatul
Wasl.
It's different. Hamzatul Wasl has two cases. Sometimes you
pronounce it.
Sometimes you
ignore it.
But Hamzatul Qata is not skipped. You read it. Alright?
Yes.
In some recitation styles, yeah, sometimes the reciters, they might softly remove Hamzatul Qat or they might change it to Ammat. But that's something different. We're not talking about it now. So, وَلَوْ أَنَّ If you read it, وَلَوْ أَنَّ وَلَوْ أَنَّ One. You basically pronounce the wow. You didn't pronounce the Hamza. وَلَوْ أَنَّ No. وَلَوْ أَنَّ حَسَن, read it.
وَلَوْ أَنَّ
أَحْسَن وَلَوْ أَنَّ No. وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَى Yes? أَهْلُ الْقُرَى ولو أن أهل القرى قرى قرى there is a mad but it's not wajib you know آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا لا look there is a beautiful meaning with this this letter lam لا
so
it's emphasize
yeah
emphasizing letter okay he says we surely فتحنا عليهم أبواب means we open But La Fatahna says, if the people of the towns had believed, had been faithful, for sure we had opened. For sure. Look, Allah Almighty says, we would surely have opened to them blessings from the heaven and the earth. So this is the meaning. La Fatahna alayhim. So, alayhim. Ali Nasir pronounced it with a hidden meme sound. Was it correct, Hussein?
Alayhim.
Yeah, alayhim barakat.
Yes.
So how do you read it?
عليهم بركات
عليهم بركات Right. بركات من السماء How do you read it, Amir Nasir? Once again read it. بركة
بركات
من السماء والأرض ولكن ولكن كذبوا How do you read it? ولا
كينك
كينك Like ink The sound ink you have. Ikhfa with kaf is that way. Ink, ink,
ink.
Yeah?
It's a light ikhfa, yeah?
It's a light ikhfa, yeah. But it, when you hide the sound of noon sakin,
yeah, like.
You help the reader, the listener understand the letter kaf comes after it.
Yeah.
Walakin. You basically understand. Walakin kazzabu. فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ Again, Ali Nasir well pronounced this.
فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ
بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ So, that's it. Everything is mentioned. Time to recite it then. Let's apply the Tajweed rules on the recitation. Alright? Ready everyone?
Yes.
So, brothers and sisters, join us and read please with us. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا تقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض
ولو أن أهل القرى آمنوا واتقوا لفتحنا عليهم بركات من السماء والأرض
لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا
لَفَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ
وَلَكِنْ كَذَّبُوا فَأَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ
ولكن كذبوا فأخذناهم بما كانوا يكسبون
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
Ahsantum. Thank you so much. Allah bless you, brothers and sisters. Thanks for listening to IRB English Radio. That's it from us for today. See you in the next session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa sallallahu ala sayyidina Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma
صلي على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
النقي means the pure, the immaculate, the clean. Al-Hadi means the guide. All the Imams came for guidance.
As-salamu alaykum ya ahla bayt al-nubuwa wa mawdha' al-risala wa mukhtalaf al-malaik.
Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety.
This is Dialogue, an introduction into the most important dialogues and conversations of Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam was the pure direct descendant of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. He was the 10th divinely appointed successor. He was the 10th divinely appointed imam. He was the 10th divinely appointed trustee to the final Messenger of Allah, the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. A great number of Muslims believed in the imamah of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, and they found it obligatory upon them to follow and obey Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam. A vast amount of legal dues and monies that must be given to the Imam were carried to Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, as he was the financial epicenter of the Shia. And it was partly due to this financial leadership of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam that governmental investigators and policemen reported in detail to the Abbasid Caliph al-Mutawakkil. And so al-Mutawakkil Abbasi was the most bitter enemy of not only the Alawis and the followers of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, but he was a bitter enemy of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam himself. At this moment, we invite you to listen to parts of the Arabic text of Ziyarat Jamiatul Kabira by Imam Hadi alayhi salam, along with its English translation. Please stay tuned.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salamu ala a'immatil huda wa masabih at-tuja wa a'lam at-tuqa wa dawin nuha.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Peace be upon the directors of right guidance, the lanterns in darkness, the patterns of piety, the owners of understanding, the endued with thoughts, the havens of the peoples, the inheritors of the prophets, the perfect specimen, the most excellent call in the arguments of Allah against the inhabitants of the world, the hereafter and the former world. Allah's mercy and blessings too be upon you all.
Welcome back. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us. You're listening to Dialogue on IRIB English Radio. So we are talking about the dialogues of the 10th divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ali ibn Muhammad al-Hadi alayhi salam. So when we're talking about these dialogues, it's interesting, we find that in the era of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, that there were certain theological discussions and philosophical discussions that were occurring amongst the Muslim scholars. Now, of course, this is an era in which the Abbasid Empire was in control. And so because the Abbasid Empire and the Abbasid caliphs, they tried their best, of course, as any empire does, which was to make their empire and their seat of power firm and stable. And so because of that, what they did was they started to promote certain schools of thought over other schools of thought. And of course, they also promoted schools of thought in general. So this is why theological and philosophical discussions would come about. Of course, this is an era where there has been an influx of Greek literature, Roman literature, and different sciences from different parts of the world, whether it was the Western or the Eastern part of the world. And so because of this, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, as well as some of the previous divinely appointed imams and, you know, the subsequent divinely appointed imams, they had to discuss these things. So here there's certain verses of the Holy Quran that Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he discusses with one of his companions, and the verse in question says that surely Allah makes heir whom He pleases, and Allah guides aright whom He pleases. And so Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam, he talks about how there are various verses of the Holy Quran that are like this, but he says that that all of these verses, there's a certain metaphor and a certain symbolic way of explaining the issue in these verses, and usually they have two meanings. One is that Allah is talking about His ultimate power, His ultimate knowledge, His ultimate might, that He is so powerful that if He wanted to, He could guide and whoever He wants to guide. And on the other hand, He has the power to not guide whoever He does not want to guide. So it's talking about the ultimate power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not necessarily meaning that Allah forces somebody to do these things, but rather Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam says that he is explaining the ultimate power, that yes, if God wanted to, that He could do these things, guide whoever He wants or misguide whoever He wants if He wanted to, because He has the power to do so, but out of Allah's justice, He does not punish an individual if He has misguided them. This is Dialogue, Imam al-Hadi alayhi salam.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
And now we invite you to listen to Sayyid Muhammad Ridhvi.
Sometimes we see that, you know, attitude. We realize, you look at the whole story of shaitan, right at the beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the assembly of malaika, where shaitan, being a jinn, still had elevated to a status where he was there. And he was included in the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to do sajda to Adam. And what does he say? He said, Allah, I have worshipped you for years and years and years. And I will only do sajda to you and no one else. Maybe a person, you know, a human being will say, oh, he's such a loyal, you know, servant of me. Doesn't want to do sajda to anyone but me. And what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? He was banished. And he became mal'oon. Why? Because the whole idea of worshipping Allah and being obedient to Him is to be obedient the way He wants us to obey Him. Not according to my own standard. I can't get up one day, you know, and feeling well. Now that Allah has given me total shafa, today instead of 2 rakat fajr, I will do it 4 rakat. No, that namaz will be rejected and become batil. I can do my 2 rakat fajr namaz and do maybe 2 extra as a sunnah, shukr for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I can't change the way Allah wants me to do things. And so when we talk about rukhsat, wherever Allah has given us the rukhsat, you know, we have, and rukhsat means what? He has given us the convenience, okay, do it this way easily. You know, when we talk about traveling these days, people come and say, you know, well, maybe those laws about traveling, fasting and traveling was for the days of camels, not the when we have aeroplanes. You know, it's so easy for us. It's not an issue of being easy and hard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ كَانَ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ Surah Baqarah. Whoever is traveling or not feeling well, then they fast the other days. Whether it is the days of the Prophet, you know, when they travel by camel or the planes, it doesn't make any difference. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us that convenience. And to reject that convenience is actually to insult Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Dialogue. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.ir/en Call of Islam page, where you can find all of our previous programs and many other great programs as well. Until another episode, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.
Every night and every day, every night and every day, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah, never forget to say, La ilaha illallah.
IRIB English Radio, a herald of unity and solidarity amongst Islamic denominations.
Rabbana
Supplication is the wealth of the believer and the bridge by which one achieves proximity to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Exalted.
A path to salvation, a way to connect the two worlds. On the program, Bridge.
You are listening to the program Bridge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mahdi, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد والثناء لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الأطيبين الأطهرين Respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. I pray that this episode of the program Bridge finds you in the best state of health and faith. We have been focusing on the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah in confession and in seeking repentance from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we reached to this part in prior previous episodes, that we did talk about the indications of sincere repentance. And then Imam continues in the same environment, in the same atmosphere, that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, "Aliman bi anna al-'ath an al-dhanb al-'azim la yata'adhamuk. I do repent to you. I seek forgiveness from you, O Allah. Yet I am aware, I know that pardoning great sins, forgiving all these enormous wrong actions that I have done and committed, is nothing great for you. Even though these sins are great, even though we have to keep in mind, whenever, God forbid, we get close to those red lines, that, okay, this is disobeying a great God. Maybe this action seems small to you, but it's disobeying that great Lord. Yet, for Allah, it's nothing for Him to forgive. Let's take a break to come back.
A path to salvation. A way to connect the two worlds.
The bridge between Allah and His creation.
A bridge that is meant to take us to Allah, to take us to His proximity. A bridge that is in the form of dua and supplication.
In this program, we offer commentary on the du'as of As-Sahifatu Sajjadiyah of Imam Sajjad alayhi salatu wasalam.
The famous book of litanies, the Psalms of Islam.
Bridge.
Rabbana, Rabbana, Rabbana.
Respected listeners to IRIB English Radio, we are talking about the 12th dua of Sahifa Sajjadiyah. Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Ali ibn al-Husayn alayhi salam, is teaching us to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala beautifully with the language of these supplications. And in particular, in this one, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, "Aliman بأن العفو عن الذنب العظيم لا يتعاظمك." I know, I am aware, I have certainty that pardoning great sins is nothing great for you, O Allah. And pay attention to this, that Imam Sajjad alayhi salam says, بأن العفو عن الذنب العظيم. What really indicates and distends our future in this dunya and hereafter are the greater sins. They are the ones that we need forgiveness from most priorly over the others. As if you remember, and if you can recall, during the month of Ramadan, there is a dua that we recite. It starts with Allahumma Rabba Shahri Ramadan. O Allah, O the Lord of the month of Ramadan. Which Ramadan? The Ramadan that you have descended the Holy Quran in. وَافْتَرَثَ عَلَىٰ عِبَادِكَ فِيهَ السِّيَامِ. In this month, you have required all of your worshippers, all of your servants, all of the Muslims, to observe the fastings of the month of Ramadan. Then it says, "Salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad." Send peace and blessings to the Holy Prophet and his pure progeny. "Warzuqni hajj baytika al-haram."